Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia, and this is episode 163 of this amazing series. We've been hanging out together for years, and if you have not gone back and listened to very early episodes, I highly encourage you to do so. Go check out Self-Love Lessons with Luna. Luna on the Lounge is a whole series where I interview people on their own body confidence, their own self-esteem, and their self-love. Actually, coming up in 2024, I have a series coming up within this podcast called How'd You Get So Lucky? And it is a series where I interview people who are living the life of their dreams, who are successful in their own right, who are living a life on purpose for themselves. And really, how'd you get so lucky? It's unhacking. It's really hacking and finding out what is the actual psychology of success. How have these people gone ahead and living their life of their dreams? Because I know for myself, it's not luck. It's got very, very little to do with luck. So I'm going to be doing that moving forward in 2024. If you know of anybody who is living a really powerful, beautiful life and you think, hey, they need to be on the More Confidence Luna Gaia podcast, please feel welcome to send them through my way. Drop me a comment on the socials. Leave me an email, loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. Or why not send me a voice message? If you like this content, if you enjoy this, I'd love to hear from you. +61 403 981 597. I always love to hear from you, love to hear how you go with these episodes. And if you haven't already, go ahead and hit that follow button, the subscribe button, whatever the button is on whatever platform that you are listening and consuming this content in right now, because what that does is let more people know about this space where you can come, where all of you is welcome, where you get to learn how to be your most vibrant, healthy, amazing, free self, which is what I want for you. This is why I do the work that I do. Because if you don't know already, I used to hate myself deeply, wholeheartedly. I was unhappy. I've experienced depression and eating disorders and anxiety. I've had, you know, all sorts of different self-harm situations. I've been in a space where I haven't wanted to exist anymore. And that's all been because of my programming, my conditioning, the way that I thought that life needed to be. And since me being able to love myself, learn how to deal with my mind, my negative self-talk, deal with my emotions and face my fears, life has become way, way better. And I want you to be able to do that. In fact, I'm on a mission to revolutionize the way women and girls across the globe see themselves and their bodies so they can stop hiding, so that you can stop hiding and start living and giving to the world what is true within your heart. Because I know that you have things in your heart that you're not letting out in the world. I know that you're playing small. I know that you're holding yourself back. There is something inside of you that wants to come out. And it is so magnificent and so exquisite that I want to see it on the other side. And really, the things that are stopping you are your limitations. It's your mindset. It's your conditioning. It's your programming. It's your negativity and your shame and your insecurities, as well as your fear that is actually holding you back. And throughout this podcast, everything that I teach, this free resource here is in my podcast, as well as my best-selling book, my courses, and my coaching. All of these things are designed to help you to be able to deal with what's going up in between your ears, in your noggin, your mindset. I also want to call it your heart set. So your emotional availability, your ability to be able to deal with the emotions that come at you when you just, you know, they just blindside you very often, and how to deal with your fear. Because at the crux of things, if you're able to deal with your fear, your emotions, and your negative thinking, you are meant. You are set for life. If you are able to do those three things consistently, regularly, deal with your emotions, face your fear, and process your negative self-talk, you are free. And that's what I want for you. Mind your language. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard this mind your language? Yeah. It gets used a lot, right? Particularly as a child. Like, mind your language, no cursing. Well, I'm going to put a different flavor to this because I have no opposition to swearing. You might find that I don't often do it. I might say a shit here and there. You might hear me drop an F-bomb from time to time. And if it really needs it, the C flavor will come out, never on a podcast. Maybe if I'm a guest and that's the kind of podcast that we're looking at. But there's a language that I'm talking about here. It's not about cursing, it's not about swearing. I couldn't give a toss if you want to use that kind of language. I used to swear a lot. I don't really mind. It doesn't bother me whatsoever. This is not the language that I am talking about. The language that I'm talking about is language that you don't even know is messing with you. And it is messing with you. And so on today's episode 163, I'm going to be sharing with you the language that you are using that you don't even know that you're using that is actually holding you back. And even more than that, the language that you're using that you don't even know that you're using is actually sabotaging your success in happiness, confidence, and self-love. And that's what we're going to hear talk about on episode 163. Before we do, I just want you to take a moment to thank yourself because I am utterly grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that you would spend your time, your precious time to which you never get back, having this conversation with me. I see you and I hear you, and all of you is welcome. And I love that you're being here. I just wonder whether or not you love you being here. I wonder whether or not you've stopped today to give yourself some gratitude for investing in yourself. Because that's what you're doing, right? You're investing in you. Right now, you are spending time with you, with me, thank you, to better yourself, to understand yourself more, to perhaps find out what it is that you need to learn about yourself that is holding you back. So go ahead and give yourself a beautiful bunch of gratitude right now in this moment. I'm going to give you a pause for that while I take a breath. Say thank you. Thank you, self. Because you want to be more confident. You want to experience self-love. You want to feel empowered. You want to feel inspired. You want to live a life of freedom. And the only way that you can do that is by learning about yourself, changing your mindset, and making different choices. And so the fact that you're here is making a different choice. You're learning about yourself. And as a result of that, you're changing your mindset. So, yes to you, my friend. Yes to you. I adore you and I cannot show you enough gratitude, the fact that you would be here and spend this time with me. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me. Mind your language. Don't swear. Put a dollar in the swear jar for every F or C or S bomb that you make, or B bomb. B bomb. Quite like that. Here's what we've got to know here. It's not your swearing that is holding you back. Look, I mean, if you're going into an interview and the first thing you say to the person who's interviewing you for a corporate job is, that they smell fucking delightful, they might not appreciate that so much. But that's not what's actually holding you back. It's all that unconscious language that you're using and that we need to be mindful of. And I'm going to give you examples of these and what to do instead throughout today's conversation. I want to give you a very real life example. So people, like I have clients and I work with 10 clients every 6 months, and that's all, right? So I see about 20 clients a year in total. And for each of those clients, I work with you significantly and closely for 6 months. We have fortnightly sessions and it's by application only. By the way, applications will be opening at the end of this year, around about now. Round about now, applications are opening for you to be able to get coached by me. If you are curious about that, just go ahead and check the link in the show notes. I'll have that all there. You might be interested in courses as well. And they're coming up in February of next year. Claim Your Confidence Level 1 and 2 will be around then for you to really take yourself to the next level. For my one-on-one clients, I hold their hand the whole time. I'm there with them. They have full access to me in between our sessions. I am there on their sideline. I'm the cheerleader to every single moment of their life for 6 months, as little as much as they want me to. And so I was having a conversation with a client just the other day, And she has a very good habit of using this word. And actually, it's a common word that many of us use. That many of us use, and you don't even know that you're doing it. And it's the word struggle. You probably haven't thought about it right now. But I want you, moving forward from today's conversation, I want you to notice how often you use the word struggle. Or I'm struggling. Oh, I'm really struggling to get enough sleep, or I'm really struggling to you know, make the ends meet, or I'm really struggling to find out who I am. How often do you say that you are struggling? Because I have a client who uses one specifically who uses the word a lot. And what I want you to understand here is that your language creates your reality. However you speak about your world is how you will experience your world. Let me say that again. However you speak about your world is how you will experience your world. Your language creates your reality. Now, that's not to say that you've got a broken leg and you say to everybody, I don't have a broken leg. My leg's fine. It's healthy. It's all good. That's going to stop you from having a broken leg, right? But how you speak about the experience of the broken leg, for example, is going to change your experience of it. So if you say, oh, I've broken my leg. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. This is awful. I can't stand it. This is terrible. I'm really struggling. What do you think kind of experience you're going to have? Struggling, suffering, pain, torture. Now, I'm not here to tell you, and I'd never prescribe to toxic positivity. I'm not here to tell you that you need to lie to yourself, and I'm going to explain that more in detail a little bit later. But I want you to become mindful of how you're describing things. I have a close family member who loves drama, and just say we're going out for lunch and it's raining. They will say to me, oh my God, the weather is awful. Oh my God, isn't this atrocious? It's horrible weather. Now, what kind of experience do you think you're going to have of rain and cold if the way that you describe it every time is that of horrible, awful, disgusting? You're going to experience horrible, disgusting, and awful. Because that is literally the way that you're describing it. Now, is the rain and the cold actually horrible, disgusting, and awful? No, that is just your perception of it. That is your judgment of it. Is it wet? Yes, we can establish that the rain is wet. We know that as a fact. It's wet. Cold, even from that perspective, you could say the temperature is lower. Like the temperature is low compared to summer. Right? But saying that it's cold, well, it's a perception. I'm going to challenge you on that, even if you're thinking, no, it's not. When it's cold, it's cold. Yet it depends on who you talk to. For some people, 12 degrees is balmy, right? And in fact, I'm even going to push your own perceptions of this. If it is 18 degrees and sunny in winter, June, let's call it June, in Australia, 18 degrees Celsius for my North American friends here. If it's 18 degrees and sunny and still in the middle of June, in the middle of winter, how warm is it? Very, right? You will feel very warm at 18 degrees in the middle of winter. But if it's 18 degrees in the middle of summer, you're going to be cold. It's going to be chilly. Because you're used to it being, depending on where you live in Australia, but you're used to probably it being at least in the late 20s. The late 20s, early 30s, if not hotter in Australia, depending on where you live. 18 is going to be cold. But yet 6 months ago, it was warm. We cannot even begin to go, well, it's cold or hot. That is the way that we're describing it in that moment. That doesn't mean it actually is that. Just say it's 10 degrees and it's raining. And there's a strong wind going sideways. One person could describe that as horrible, awful weather. Someone else could describe that exactly as it is. Like I do, when that family member says to me, oh, the weather is awful, isn't it horrendous? And I will say, it is wet, there is wind, and the temperature is in the teens. And they laugh at me. They're like, what do you mean? It is horrible. I'm like, that is your perception of the weather. Why am I going into so much detail around the weather? Because how we describe our reality is how we experience it. You don't want to lie to yourself about this. You don't want to convince yourself that it's, oh, it's really dry. It's actually dry and sunny when it's not. Don't lie. But you don't need to place so much judgment on all of the circumstances of your life. Because usually when you're placing judgment on it, the language that you're using is going to be pretty negative. It's going to be awful. It's going to be disgusting. It's going to be dreadful. It's going to be horrible. That's usually how people unconsciously describe their reality. And that is what you experience. And I'm going to prove that to you in just a minute. There's another little story that I want to share with you. Many moons ago, how long am I talking? Maybe now 10, 12 years ago, I was working at the school that I worked in as a coach. And this is probably long before I had the level of empathy that I have now. I was an early coach. Needless to say, I got on the phone. I was making a warm phone call. Like, this person is expecting my call at some point in time. And I give them the call and they say, hello, you know, it's John. I was like, hey, John, you know, it's Luna from XYZ place. And they go, how are you? And I say, I'm great. How are you? And they say to me, I've had the worst day of my life. And in that moment, my friends, when they said to me, I'm having the worst day of my life, I don't know about you, but I'm instantly thinking about the worst day of my life. I'm thinking about death. I'm thinking about trauma. I'm thinking about assaults. I'm thinking about what I would perceive to be really traumatic, hard things that I've experienced in my life. And so I instantly was like, wow, oh my God, is everybody okay? Like, that was my first thought, like, who died and how, like, how tragically. And John says to me, oh, no, everybody's fine. I'm just having the worst day of my life. And I was like, well, tell me about what's happened. And they said, well, today's the 2nd of July and you know what that means. And I didn't. I'm like, okay, tell me more. And he goes on to tell me that he's been in line outside. It all started last night when he lined up outside to walk into the store in the morning, and he waited there all night. It was cold. It was hard, but he was so willing. When the doors opened in the morning, he walked inside to the Apple store and bought himself the brand new iPad. And it was glorious. It was the best thing. He was waiting desperately to be able to buy this product. And he was so excited that as he walked out of the store, he tripped and he dropped it and he shattered it. He hadn't bought insurance because he thought it would be fine. And the $1,000 item that he just purchased, however much it would have cost, was ruined in a flash. And that was the worst day of his life. Now, in that moment, I wasn't as kind as what I could have been. I wasn't as compassionate or understanding as what I could have been that time. Fair play to that. I was like, oh, is that all? Needless to say, that person did not come on board as a student at the school that I was teaching. But here's the reason I share that story with you, my friends, is because he described his reality as the worst day ever. And look, is that pretty crap? Yeah, I mean, like subjectively, it's crap. You know, like he had to wait in line all those hours and then he had all this money to spend and then he didn't get insurance that he could have gotten and then he made an accident and the thing that he bought that cost a fair bit of money for him was destroyed. That's sucky. Is it the worst day? Because if we only describe things that are fairly mild as the worst day, when actual tragic things happen in our life, we have no room to go. Because the iPad getting dropped is the worst thing in the world. Yeah? You having a moment where you dropped your latte all over yourself and you had to go home and get changed and you were late for the PNC meeting, that's inconvenient. Is it horrible? Well, you could describe it as horrible. You really could if you wanted to. But there are people in the world that would love to have your day. Way more people would love to have your day of spilling your latte and being late for your PNC meeting and getting a fine on the way to work and then your car breaks down. Yeah, all inconvenient, not great things that aren't amazing by any stretch of the imagination, right? But they're not horrible. They're not terrible. They're not, you know, disastrous. If you say to me, I've just had a most disastrous day, and that's because your whole town just caught on fire and nearly everybody died and all the houses burnt down. Well, now we're getting close to it being a bit of a disastrous day, right? Just remember that our language creates our reality. So we want to be careful about the way that we're describing our reality. And certainly our everyday kind of experiences. Even in Australia and England, if someone says to you, "How you doing, mate?" You go, "Not bad." But what does that mean? Oh, could be worse. Right? Think about what we're sort of saying that. When we say it's not bad and it could be worse, are we actually showing gratitude for the moment? Are we inspiring a wonderful experience through that? It's just not bad. It's not bad. It could be worse. Is it great? Is it good? Again, we don't need to lie to ourselves. Maybe we get a little bit more specific and say, "My day's been mediocre. It's average. I've been having an okay day. It's been easeful, right? Or it's just been neutral. It's okay. I've had a beige day today. Nothing wrong with beige, clearly, right? We want to be careful here because our mind is like Google. Our mind is very, very much like Google, like a really highly complex Google, which is probably going to come in the future with AI, to be frank. But let's just go with the mind that we have. If you would have, whatever you type into Google, Google gives you the results, right? Because we're commanding something from Google. We're typing in, just say, red car. If you type in red car, what do you think you're going to get? That's right. You're going to get a whole series of red cars. You might get images for red cars, videos for red cars. You're going to get brands that say red car in it. You're going to get all the keywords of red car. You're going to get red cars. That's how that's going to be. The more specific that you get in describing what kind of red car you want, the better the results are going to be from Google. So if you type for sale red court 19, if you for sale red 1967 Viper Corvette, Melbourne. Right? You are now giving Google even more specific commands. And yeah, it might come up with other results, but it's going to show you all the Corvettes that are for sale in Melbourne. It's going to show you other areas as well, because Google likes to sell you shit. Our minds don't necessarily do that. But it's going to give you more specific results. Now, if you decided to put the word not in front of that entire sentence, right? Red. For sale, red Corvette, 1967 Viper, whatever I said before. If you put not in front of that, not red car, what do you think would happen? You're still going to get red car. And this is the first hack that I want to share with you on today's episode because our mind is a brilliant machine. We have something called the RAS, the Reticular Activation System. You don't need to know all that kind of deal. But basically, what it comes down to is this RAS, this inside of our mind, is that whatever you focus on, you get. Whatever you punch into Google, you get. And the more specific that you get, the more you're going to get that result. So if you describe your world regularly as horrible and awful, and like my client, you're struggling, who I've working to help them move past that, by the way. If you're constantly saying that you're struggling, and life is hard and it's awful and I'm just beaten down, if you're constantly talking like that, your reticular activation system in your brain is literally going to give you more of that. This is why you hear people talk about gratitude so much and why that's so powerful, because you are wiring your mind to look for what is good. Literally. People go, "Oh, I don't have anything to be grateful for." Are you kidding me? Do you know how hard your life would be if you didn't have fingernails? You can be grateful for that. Fingernails. If you have access to the internet right now, you're listening to something, you are listening to it on a device, you're watching it. You know how friggin' fortunate that you can be for that? There might be a whole bunch of other stuff that's going, quote, wrong in your life, or that's not going to plan or the way that you want it. But right now, I'm presuming that you have a roof over your head, you have food in your belly, there's money in your bank, even if it's a small amount. You have access to money, you have access to flushing toilets. You have so much to be grateful for. And when we are grateful, we are calling that into ourselves, not just from a esoterical kind of like spiritual sense, but actually there's a reticular activating system in your brain that will look for more of it. Whatever you punch into Google is going to repeat back to you that. If you are describing your reality as crappy and bad and awful, you are going to get more of that. Think about it, for example, like, have you ever noticed that Just say you've gone, you're trying to have a baby, or you've just gotten pregnant, or maybe you've just lost a pregnancy. How many times do you notice, like, everyone's pregnant around you? When you're trying to have a baby, or you are pregnant, or you've just had a baby, wherever you go, there are pregnant people. And maybe you don't have that example with inside of yourself, but just say, oh my God, I really want to, this beautiful top that I just saw in a store. I've never seen it before. You buy it, it's amazing, you feel great. Over the next 3 weeks, people have got that top on freaking everywhere. And you hadn't even seen it before. Because your reticular activator system literally looks for the same things. As soon as it goes, oh, you like that yellow top? I'm going to show you more of the yellow tops. Because you can't possibly take in everything that is happening in the world. We get 2 million bits of information to us every second, if not more these days. It's probably double that these days. We can't process that. Our mind has to filter things out. And so it filters out what it doesn't think is important. How does it know that? By what you focus on, by the way you're speaking, by the way you are Googling into your mind. If you speak that you want crappy things in your life or that you don't want crappy things in your life, you're just going to get more of it. But if you focus on the things that you do want and what you're grateful for, you're going to get more things to be grateful for and more things that you want and you like. It doesn't change that shitty things happen, that pandemics happen. It doesn't mean that you've called in the death of your grandma because you were speaking negatively. Things that we don't like are still going to happen. But it's the way that we describe them, the way that we experience them, is going to change the way that we perceive it in that moment. Yeah, I think I've spoken to you on maybe last week's episode when I talk about my brother dying in 2011. At the time, of course, with grief and horror, and it was an awful time for me. But in hindsight, I'm so grateful for that experience. It's one of the best things that ever happened to me. How is that possible? How is someone dying the most best possible thing that happened to me? Because whether or not I see it as the worst thing that ever happened to me and I will forever be scarred and it's worst and I'm forever tainted as that, or I see it as a great thing, doesn't change the fact that he's dead, right? He died. It happened. So how I language that and what I focus on is going to change my experience of it. And if all our beliefs are made up, which I believe that they are, we may as well make up ones that serve us. Yeah. I've alluded to this not thing a couple of times. If I said to you, don't forget to take your lunch, think about that. If I was to put that in Google, don't forget lunch, what do you think we're saying to Google? It's forget. We are very good, as humans, we are very good at speaking about what we do not want. Don't run. Don't fall down. Don't be late. Don't forget your lunch. You know what you do not want, but do you know what you want? Start to replace the word do or not with how you actually want it. So rather than saying don't forget your lunch, say remember your lunch because you're embedding remember. Otherwise, when you say don't and not, you're embedding forget. You're embedding the forget. So we want to change that straight away. You want to replace your don'ts and your nots for how you actually want it. There's a few more here that I want to share with you. And this next one is the word try. So you've just invited me to your party, and I'm going to say, sure, thank you for the invite. I'll try to be there. Right now, how convinced are you that I'm coming to your party? How certain are you that you're going to come, that I'm going to come? Probably not very. At the very best, it's 50-50, right? When we're saying I'm trying to love myself, I'm trying to be more confident, I'm trying to put myself first, we are presupposing failure. We're presupposing that we're not going to, or that it's quite uncertain that we will. So I want you to replace the word try with the word practice. I'm practicing loving myself. I'm practicing, being kinder to myself. I'm practicing putting myself first. Because practicing is actually doing it and getting better at it. Trying is kind of a bit half-assed. Now, of course, I can't practice coming to your birthday party. That's a bit weird, right? But what I can say is, you know what? I'm going to see how it goes. I'm feeling a little bit 50-50 at the moment. I really appreciate your invite. I'm going to let you know. Which is the same thing as try, right? But it has so much more articulation to it and so much more specificity that we're not convincing anybody. I had a party recently, and I had maybe four or five people say they were going to try to come to the party, and I knew that each and every single one of them would not come, and none of them did. Right? I just knew that they would because they're trying, and that's just the polite way to say I'm not going to come. So think about how often you use the word try. I'm trying to eat healthily. I'm trying to exercise. No, you're not. Be honest with yourself. Either practice it or don't. So replace your trying with practice. Replace your do and not, your don't and nots with how you want it to be. And I want you to replace the word but with and. So I'm going to give you an example of this. I'm going to give you a compliment. I want you to notice how you feel about what I've said. I really like you and think you're amazing, but I want you to change your hair. What did you notice? I really like you. I think you're amazing, but I want you to change your hair. You're only paying attention to the fact that your hair needs changing, because anything that comes before the word but is deleted. You don't hear it. What we don't hear in our mind is that bit. So what I want you to do is replace it. So we're going to say something along the lines of, I really like you. I think you're amazing, and I'd like you to change your hair. Notice how different that is. I still have said exactly the same thing, yet the and has made a huge difference. Just remember that anything that comes before the word but is deleted. I really like you. You're amazing. You're fabulous. I had such a great night the other night, but there wasn't enough food. Now all we're focusing on is there wasn't enough food. Our language creates our reality. Replace the but with and you're going to get much better results. Let me know how you go with all of these. I'm so curious. There is so many more language hacks that I share within my courses and in my coaching. And I help you stay accountable. I'm talking about you speaking in the third person. I'm talking about the way that you describe your reality in terms of illness and sickness. There are lots of different language hacks that I share within my course, Claim Your Confidence, Level 1 and Level 2, as well as working with me one-on-one in coaching. And look, I know that one-on-one coaching isn't for everybody. It's a considerable investment of time, of money, of energy. It's not for everybody, but I know that some of you are like, I think that I need to go work with this woman. And if you do, maybe you're just thinking about it. Just go ahead. There is a link in my bio right now. My coaching books are open. I only see 10 clients. I've only got 10 spots open at this point in time, and the coaching books will close at the end of January. So please go ahead. If you are curious about coaching, you don't know if it's for you yet, doesn't matter. Go ahead and click the link in my show notes just here. Find out if it's for you. We can have a bit of a conversation. Perhaps you want to join one of my courses starting in February. You can go find out all the information there. Please let me know how you've gone with this episode. Share it with somebody that you love, and make sure you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button so that we can share this magic with the world. I would love to work with you one-on-one or in a group container in 2024 if you are ready to create some change and become the confident, self-assured woman that I know that you really want to be. I love you, and I hope that you love you too. And I hope that today's episode has really given you some food for thought. I'd love to know what you think. Shoot me an email, loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. In the meantime, my loves, until next time, happy self-loving. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.